Okay, recording started. Oh, this is the last one. Oh, wow. Time is really going by quickly. And I'm excited to be here today. And thank you all for being present and taking this step to learn about consciously creating and how to invite the devas into your lives. So first of all, let's call in all the air devas, the sylphs, for mental activity and perception, and the fire devas, the salamanders, for intuition and creativity, and the water devas, the undines, for emotional depth and clarity, and then the earth devas, the gnomes, for grounding the beauty of our lives, the bounty in nature and in our lives. So each person has a specific soul purpose, as you all know, and this soul purpose is multidimensional, but there is one purpose for your life that encompasses all of the dimensions, and this purpose no one else can fulfill but you. This purpose expands your heart and your mind, and it throws light on the path leading you towards your future. This purpose gives your soul direction, and it makes your heart sing. It aligns you with your creativity so you can easily manifest what you need, and it opens you to experience the multidimensional being that you truly are. The creative imagination, a focused mind, and a strong intention are important for manifestation work. If you don't feel aligned with your soul purpose, it may be because you fear it. Perhaps your busy, practical life doesn't have time to play with your creative imagination. If your mind is flitting about and distracted, it's probably leaking energy. So when you can focus your attention in a single direction for a length of time, your mind becomes calm. You become more conscious and aware and centered with your higher self and creative ability. You're a more powerful, magical, manifesting being. And when you hold a strong intention towards creating your desire, the universe is designed to bring it to manifestation effortlessly. So if you're feeling persona blocks, like not feeling that you're good enough or qualified enough, or you're sensing karmic tags preventing you from your purpose work, book an IST session. You can do it with me or others on crystalhughes.com. Click on the More button and then select Crystal Recommends if you go to Crystal site. If you're still trying to discover your purpose work, ask yourself, what would I do if I didn't need money? If I could just do whatever I wanted, make my heart happy, and I didn't have to worry about money or bills or, taking care of family or whatever that may be. Just ask yourself that. And when I get into the spirit of playing, what do I love to do? What brings me joy? You can ask others what your strengths are, to get clues. And it's known that when we incarnate, we come to learn lessons. What we learn, we often teach. We are all students and teachers of each other, and students and teachers often at the same time. Other ways to light up or find your path or might be to consider your challenges and fears. By learning to transmute and overcome your shadow issues, you are using the crisis of opportunity to become the master. And in a good position to teach others. Once you've mastered it, now you're in a good position to teach others. Perhaps you have a desire to learn something new. Use it as a bridge for positive purpose work. Being in service to others is another way to find your path. Service work for humanity and other kingdoms, the mineral, the plant, the animal, the deva, even healing the earth. When deeply aware of our connection to God, Goddess, can also light up to path, your purpose work path. So what does make your heart sing? When you are in a state of awe and wonder, when are you being of service to others for God, Goddess? Okay, so let's get comfortable and go into our session now. And get comfortable in your seat. Close your eyes. Take a few deep cleansing breaths and release the tensions of your day. Just release them in the exhale. Just relax your body, keep breathing, calm your emotions, and become mentally focused on only your soul's desire and what it is you want to create. And imagine switching your brain into the neutral position. Just switch it into neutral. And bring all of your attention down into your heart space, opening the doors of your heart. Step inside your heart, inside the sacred space of your heart, and onto the golden grid. And understand that this is the matrix. This is the fabric of the universe and connected to all things. And now listen to the sound of your heart beating. Get into its rhythm, matching the vibration of your heartbeat with the pulse of the universe. And with your creative imagination, sense yourself connected to the golden grid. And notice that the golden grid has a convergence point running through your heart space. A vertical line of golden light comes down through the top of your head, moving through your heart space, down through your body and into the earth and beyond. And a horizontal line comes from the front of your body through your heart space and out the back. And another horizontal line comes from one side of your body through your heart space and out the other side. And now you're connected to the golden grid and supported by this divine structure. And recognize yourself as your soul self. You are the conscious soul incarnate within your group unit. All your vehicles, your energy body, your physical body. You are the conscious soul incarnate. And you are connected with God, Goddess. And standing in a position of unity with everyone and everything in the universe. And call all of your awareness back to you. Inside your body, bringing it all the way down below your eyebrow level, behind your eyes, in front of your spine, into your central channel, going all the way down to the base of your spine. And at the base of your spine, allow the energy to flow in and through your legs and your feet. Allow it to flow through your arms and your hands. Just keep it inside your body and send any energy from anyone else back to them. Reclaim your energy and send other people's back to them. And now ground yourself to the earth using a substantial grounding cord. Send your grounding cord down from your root chakra, locking into that ball of light in the middle of the earth. And bring up and put into motion around you and your aura a golden vortex of energy from that ball of light in the center of the earth and spin it in a counterclockwise direction to whisk away any lower level emotions and thoughts that you're willing to let go of right now for your highest and best good. And spin it fast enough that it acts like a vacuum, it's like a tornado that's just ripping through and just carrying away all that unnecessary energy that you just don't need anymore. And send it all down to the middle of the earth to be transmuted. Okay, and now call in your guides, any angels, ascended masters, or any high frequency beings with the intent to help you with this process for your highest and best good right now. And purpose work comes in with the feminine flow from your higher self, and your masculine builds a structure to support it. As you consider your purpose work, release all old attitudes, mental constructs on what someone else may have told you that you're supposed to be doing, or perhaps your own thoughts about not feeling good enough or qualified enough. Okay, just release all of that and release your fears, release your anger and negative thoughts about being seen in public or just public speaking. And just release anything blocking you from opening up to your purpose work. Send all of that down into the ball of light to be transmuted. Release, 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 release. Just squeezing it out of your DNA, everything. Just release all of that. And embrace any karmic lessons you can while letting go of those old thought patterns and emotions. Release. Okay, now standing in alignment with the divine, along a golden beam of beautiful light, bring into your body an energetic field of love and grace and ease, just filling yourself up. Okay, so now visualize a golden spiral staircase before you. Take the spiral staircase up one complete full spiral, and with each step you're raising your vibration, and with each step you are infused with heightened anticipation. And as you move up, you complete the spiral, and you notice there's a golden door at the top of the stairs. Open the golden door, step over the threshold, and onto the golden grid of the etheric plane. The golden grid is on the etheric plane. It's throughout all dimensions. But right now, we're on the etheric plane. So now imagine from the Earth's etheric field, bring up Earth Mother's energy to nourish all of the devas that are you. Just nourish the devas that are you and even your body deva. Okay, and bring in Mother Earth's energy up through your Earth Star Chakra just below your feet. And notice the feel of the energy as you bring it up through your feet and up your legs. And as the energy flows to your root chakra at the base of your spine, the energy spins the chakra, clearing out old energy and charging it up. Let it spin, spin, spin. Just blow out all of the stuff that doesn't belong in there and let it flow, and let it spin quickly and charging you up, raising your vibration. And Earth's Mother's energy continues to move up your spine through the central channel to your sacral chakra just below your belly button. Okay, charging it up, just spinning out the old stuff and raising your vibration even more. Okay, and remember to breathe. Keep breathing. Bringing in that beautiful prana. Okay, and allow the energy to flow through your body up to your stomach, your power center chakra, spinning out the old energy, breathing in new, charging it up. And it moves up to your heart chakra, igniting your passion, spinning and activating your heart chakra. better, faster and faster. And the energy continues to flow through up to your throat chakra. Spinning that all out, charging it up. And then just feel the power as it moves up to your third eye chakra, and it's charging up your third eye chakra and releasing any of that energy that you just don't need anymore for your highest and best good. Just spin it and charge it up and raise your vibration. And the energy continues up to the top of your head, to the crown chakra, spinning and activating it. And then up to your soul star chakra. And now connect up with Divine Source. And imagine the Divine Source energy coming through your soul star chakra above your head and down through your crown chakra. And then let it come down the vertical channel, flowing through your body, through your heart space, through your root chakra, and down and out your feet to nourish the earth. We're being a conduit for source energy to flow through to the earth, giving earth energy as well. Okay. And remember, your energy won't be depleted because it's source energy, not yours. And just open up that divine source flow, you know, widen your vertical column and just let that flow full blast. And just nourish your body. Just everything that is soul within you will be nourished, and bask in it and breathe. Just let the earth soak some of that up too. Okay, and now imagine that these energies meet in your heart space. You're uniting Divine Mother and Father in your heart, and they're blessing you, and they're filling you with their love, and you're in gratitude to them. This is all very beautiful, and you're a beacon of the Divine Father and Mother's love. You're brilliant. You're a star. And imagine that your heart is golden, and it's beating with the rhythm of the universe, and allow these two energies to flow to your heart and out your horizontal heart channel onto the golden grid and charging up the golden grid. And keep your breathing, keep the prana coming. And now imagine a containment field or orb on the golden grid. Bring it close to you if you need it closer. And connect with the orb from your heart. And imagine a possibility line or a beam of light that flows from you, your heart, to the heart of the orb for a heart-to-heart connection. And make this a strong connection, because we'll be using it a lot. Okay, and then connect with this orb and allow that universal pulse to align you and the orb, so that you are in alignment with the universal pulse, and so is your orb through you. And imagine this orb is grounded, like your body's grounded to the earth. Use a grounding cord. And then notice a 3D grid inside the orb from the golden grid. So now your orb is connected to the grid and grounded to the earth. Being in the sacred space of the heart, recognize that the divine flame in the tiny space of your heart is the monadic God spark. You are divine. Okay, that God spark creates a powerful electromagnetic field. And within the center of your electromagnetic field is a portal to the higher frequencies, the more refined planes of existence. And so imagine before you the portal, and the portal is opening now, and the portal looks like an elevator door made of golden beams of light, like the grid, and it opens up, and you step inside. And bring your orb with you. Allow the golden grid elevator to take you as far as you can go, as far up in frequency that the universe wants you to go. So just raise your vibration. You can do this by spinning the atoms of your body and just let your frequency raise, or you can use the tool, the golden grid elevator, and just allow this elevator to take you high. And you can ask your guides to help you locate the frequency that you need to go there. And the first stop that we go to or raise our vibration to is the spiritual plane, the Buddhic Christ plane is also known as. So stabilize yourself by matching your frequency to the frequency of the spiritual plane. Just spin your atoms so that they match the vibration or the frequency of this plane. And I'm talking about the heart of it, you know, because there's varying frequencies even within the spiritual plane. But go to the heart of it, the middle of it, or as high as you can go. And invite an angel to oversee your project, a greater Devan, an angel, just to oversee your project for today, to help you stay in alignment with God, Goddess, and to be in accordance with the divine law and order for everyone's highest and best good. Okay, once again, ask your guides to help you invite that angel in and to oversee it, your project. And now we're going to infuse your orb with the spiritual qualities that you chose to work with regarding your purpose work. And we'll go with the first one right now. So imagine a golden beam of light coming from divine source with the spiritual quality that you want to start with and flowing through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart space and throughout your spiritual field and filling it up with this first spiritual quality. Remember to breathe. Okay, finishing that up. Allow the energy to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb with this first spiritual quality, while sounding your note to attract the devas of that quality, and using your own and a note you intuit as a carrier wave. Send this information, the spiritual quality, to your orb in a wave pattern, with the intent of attracting the devas to your creation. If you can, sound that note out loud, because that om acts as a stabilizing factor for the devas, and therefore the form coheres. Right? So try and sound it out loud if you can. And witness the devas gathering around the orb. Witness your orb. It's getting bigger. Is it expanding? Is it changing color? Is it pulsing? Okay, just witness all of the activity out there. Okay, finishing that up. Let's move on to the second spiritual quality. And if you just want one spiritual quality, do it again. You do the same quality over. Okay? So bring down from source energy, down through your soul star chakra, down through your crown chakra, into your heart, just filling your heart, filling your spiritual field with that second spiritual quality. Fill it to the brim. Okay, finishing that up. Allow the energy that fills your heart and your spiritual field to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb with that quality, sounding your note, attracting the devas. Use your own. The way this works, using a carrier wave, like and carrying the information out to the orb on your carrier wave, once the devas get the wave, the information on the wave, they transmute it into particles. So this is a quantum type thing we're doing. Okay. Witness your orb and all the activity. And finishing that up, let's go to the third spiritual quality. So bring in on a golden beam of light coming from divine source, third quality you want to work with, flowing through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart space and your spiritual field, filling it all up. Okay, I'm finishing that up. Allow all of this energy to flow through your heart-to-heart connection out to your orb, sounding your note, attracting the devas on a wave-like pattern, a carrier wave. Stabilizing those devas with your own. And witness the devas in your orb. Okay, next we want to define your creation and let them know what its purpose is and to make it clear so the devas understand what you want. And Sharon wrote last week, she mentioned about allowing, you need to define it enough so that they understand what you want, but you don't want to micromanage it. For instance, say you want to have a healing practice, and you tell the devas, okay, I want to have a healing practice, you know, long distance, or come into the office, or, you know, however you want to say it, but You need to tell them that you want the healing practice, and you can include, say, Reiki or whatever it is that you want, but don't limit it to just that. That's where you start micromanaging it. Just kind of leave it open for the highest and best, you know, whatever healing, you know, that sort of thing. Don't just limit it to just Reiki, you know. So, of course, you want to define it, some of the parameters of it, but also leave it open, because the universe may have something else in mind for you, another to combine your Reiki with another form of healing, right? So don't micromanage it, but do, you know, define that enough so they understand what you want, okay? So We'll only do this once. This is only, just talk it up, you know, as much as you can to the devas to let them know and define it for them, okay? So we want to ask our higher self and guides to help you drop your frequency slightly to take you to the heart of the mental plane now. So you can take the golden elevator, grid elevator down to the mental plane, or just reduce your frequency slightly, and you can intuit where the heart of the mental plane is. Maybe you get the feel of it now. Where is that? Maybe you can do it on your own, but it doesn't matter. Ask your higher self or your guides to help you get to the heart of the mental plane. We want to attract the mental devas now. So focus on your mental concept and imagine, put some oomph into it. You know, imagine it, know it, see it. Let the devas understand what you want and focus on it and breathe. Okay. So take a golden beam. Imagine a golden beam of light coming from the divine source with your mental concept and try and capture this kind of as a whole and bring that whole energy down, infusing, coming down into your heart and into your mental field, and then start defining it with your throat center, you know, talk it up so in some way, okay? So just fill up all your mental body and your heart with this concept. Just repeat yourself if you run out of words. Okay, finishing it up. Allow this concept, all of this information, to flow through your heart-to-heart connection out to your orb and infuse your orb with this mental concept while sounding your note. And the intent is to attract the devas. So use your om out loud as a carrier wave. Okay, and witness what is happening. See the little light devas working together. Has your orb grown? Is it pulsing different colors? What's happening out there? Okay, finishing that up. We're going to charge your creation with high-level emotions and feeling tones. Okay, ask your higher self and guides to help you drop your frequency slightly and take you to the heart of the emotional plane. And imagine a golden beam of light from divine source with a high-level emotion, the first one, and flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, and into your heart and emotional body. And remember, the emotional quality and the feeling tones are the charge. So make this very strong. You know, this is going to be the charge. So bring it in. Fill it up to the brim. Okay, I'm finishing that up. Remember what those emotions feel like. So go back into your memories, your experience, for the feeling tone vibration of that emotion that you're working with right now. And feel it, know it, taste it, touch it, smell it. Just make it as intense as you can. Okay, make it strong. Make this charge strong. What does that emotion feel like? And allow the emotions and feeling tones to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb while sounding your note with the intention of attracting the devas of that specific frequency, matching your emotions and feeling tones. Send it all out. Okay, and witness your orb as you finish that one up. Remember that angel's holding this all together for you until we get a managing deva in line. So just notice all of that activity out there. Okay, let's work on a second emotional, high-level emotional quality through a golden beam of light from Divine Source. Bring down that second emotion. Flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart and throughout your emotional body. Fill it up. Okay, and then go back into your memories and your experience for the feeling tone vibrations. Use all your sensual acuities. Make it intense. What did that emotion feel like? Finishing that one up. Allow all of that energy to flow to your orb, all of those emotions and feeling tone mix. Allow that to flow out to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection. Sounding your own. And witness, as we finish that up, witness the devas, your orb. Okay, and I think we have one more to go. This would be the last one, at least for now. So through a golden beam of light from Divine Source, your third high-level emotion, bring it down through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart and throughout your emotional field. Okay, and then go back into your memories and your experience and remember what those emotions felt like. Pull in the feeling tones. Make it strong. This is the charge. Okay. Just send it all out, all everything out. Empty everything out into your orb. Sounding your note. Witnessing your orb. We'll be calling the managing Deva in next. So just finish this up now. Okay. What does your orb look like? Can you see the Devic activity? Has it grown? Remember when Crystal made us swallow this? Okay, so now we want to invite the managing Deva in to hold the blueprint for your creation and to direct the elementals in their work to build your creation for you. So ask your higher self, your guides, to help you drop your frequency slightly and take you to the heart of the etheric plane, the physical etheric plane. Okay, and this is where we began, where we stepped into the elevator, the portal. So you have your orb filled with your intent, your spiritual qualities, a mental concept, emotions and feeling tones. And imagine your creation as a whole unit now, complete, becoming alive with possibility and probability of the creation in its totality, with a spiritual body, a mental body, an emotional body. What does that feel like? What, you know, and make it real. We need to charge everything up now. So, you know, just bring as much charge into this as you can and understand that this, you've created something here. And let these, all these feelings flood your body and flow through your heart space and your whole body and energetic field. And just let these feelings charge up the grid and charge up your orb with all you have done. And getting into a place of responsibility for co-creating your desire, this new entity. Allow for any adjustments or shifts and expansions to you and your orb. All right, and ask your guides for assistance to call in a Deva to manage the lesser Devas and to see your creation to the end with manifestation in the physical dimension, with your higher self being the liaison. And just imagine a beautiful being of brilliant light with organized patterns of energy, and this managing Deva is interacting with the little beings, bringing order to your creation. Just call her in. And then sound your note 3 times. Oh, that's great. So now your creation so far is just connected to you. So through your heart-to-heart connection, using your, you know, your energy, so allow the managing Deva to connect to pure source, divine source, and earth, Mother Earth energy with your soul self being the acting Hierophant. And remember, the Hierophant adjusts the energy wattage. So maintaining your heart-to-heart connection with your orb, imagine a channel with a golden beam of light flowing from divine source through your soul star chakra above your head, flowing to the topmost center point of your orb. And allow that golden beam of light to flow through that channel, charging up your orb. From divine source through your soul star chakra, to the topmost center point of your orb. Okay, and now imagine a channel flowing energy from the Mother Earth through your Earth Star Chakra below your feet to the bottommost center point of your orb. So that comes from Earth Mother through your Earth Star Chakra to the bottommost center point of your orb. Okay, and let that energy flow through that channel you created. Okay, and now the circuits, they're complete, creating an energy field between you and your creation. And so now see your orb as planted in the universal soil. Okay, it's on the grid, the universal soil. So see it planted. And I want you to fully associate and animate your manifested reality with all of your senses, all of your sensual acuities, right? Just feel, associate with that. And feeling into your golden heart and raising your passion pulse, resonating with the universal pulse, and creating a strong constitution of truth in your body. Know it is realized, and synthesize your whole body being. Everything's readjusting, everything's reorienting to this new truth, this new constitution, and you're experiencing it as done. Okay, now we're going to send out your note to the world three times with the intent to announce its birth. And you know that the people that will be involved are seeing your creation and they're resonating with what you have done. And they'll be there and they'll participate in your experience. And they're connecting on the grid to align with you, okay? And now the devas are organizing, creating synchronicity, supplying the matter, the means, and the range of action. And you realize that you are in your divine rhythm. Remember, you are a divine spark, and you are in your divine rhythm, aligned with the universal pulse. And you may sense the membrane surrounding your orb splitting open or falling away. But your creation is sending its own light out through your ring of influence and beyond. It's sounding its own note now. It's calling in all cooperating devas to make your desire manifest. I'm seeing confetti flying. That's funny. Okay, so it's time to return, to bring your attention to other things for the moment and just let them do the work and then come back down the staircase. You can bring this energy with you and just come all the way back to your room. Space in your room, all the way back to the now moment. Let's get into a place of gratitude and give thanks to all the devas involved, our polar guides and divine beings on all levels of light and love and power and service that participated. And let's say thank you for all the wisdom, all the grace, all of the light. Just thank you for this opportunity to receive. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, and now drop down the vortex around you, sending it down, burning up any energy into the ball of light in the center of the earth. And bring up that purified energy to the golden sun above your head and qualify that reclaimed energy with a high-level emotion. And turning the reclaimed energy into a golden liquid gel and filling up your body with the golden liquid gel. Allow the golden source energy to seep into every cell, saturating yourself and all of the space between, all of the spaces left void by vortexing. And you know what? Let's vortex our atoms even, you know, once again, and release out of our atoms, out of our DNA, that which doesn't serve us. Just let that all go and fill it up with this beautiful divine source energy. Okay. And let it overflow from your heart into your energetic field, filling up your aura. Filling up all the space of your aura and expanding your aura to just where you feel a little bit of resistance. Just filling it all up and flipping on your light switch, lighting up your boundaries and illuminating your whole body being. And put up your consciousness deflector mirrors if you use them. Call all your energy back to you. From me, and recalibrate yourself, and I'll do the same. All right. You can open up your eyes and bring your attention back to your room. Wiggle your body parts, stretch, do what you have to do to get in the now moment. Okay, and then breathe. Take a nice deep breath and smile. And smiling often brings you back to the now moment. Okay. And I know this group already knows this, but I would like to remind you that as personas show up regarding purpose work, that you integrate them and make sure you can, to make sure you can move through and manifest your purpose work, your desire, with grace and ease. Replace any negative thoughts and emotions with positive ones that are in alignment with what you have created today. And you can bolster any of this with the same information, the same qualities and all of that, or present new ones and expand on it. And remember, when you do that, to include the devas of the appropriate frequency, okay? Star 2 to raise your hand or type in any questions you have in the Q&A box. And kind of realign myself here. This is where I have problems getting into the masculine to operate the software. Have to recollect myself. Okay. So let's go to the Q&A first, because Sandra has already typed in a question. Okay. Hi, beautiful soul. Oh, thank you. What element would help me to finish my level 1 Reiki? And even before I go on to read what's next, air comes to mind. And it isn't so much what would help your Reiki level 1 project. It's more for you. It's more of a personal. And I'm not getting any more information why, but it's coming in as air. The air, you want to work with some air. And often air can have to do with imagination and inspiration. So call in some air devas and, you know, go outside and visit with the clouds. You know, just watch them and see if they can inspire you in any way. You know, often you'll find messages in the clouds. Okay, and then where are we? What would my higher self like to tell me about my masculine side and the percentage? I'm not sure the wording. Probably percentage of confidence at this time. Okay, the percentage I'm getting is around 75%. Let's see. I think what's coming to me is to maybe have a talk with your, you know, bring your masculine and feminine in and have a talk with your masculine about its role versus the role of the feminine. If your masculine may be feeling a little overwhelmed with what it thinks it needs to come up with, what, you know, and he doesn't have to fulfill the feminine's role. He only has to fulfill his role and work with the feminine. So, you know, remind him that, you know, he does what he's supposed to do, and not to worry about what the taking over the feminine. Let her do that. It's her job. So that's what I'm picking up, that he needs to understand that he only needs to do his work, you know, not her work too. All right. And then Sharon. Thank you, Lynn. This felt like a very powerful creation. Oh, good. Oh, and purpose work is so, I know almost so many calls come in for purpose work. It's funny. Okay, can you tell me if my managing Deva feels that I created a good working orb? Oh. Yeah, you can always, your managing Deva will communicate with you. Remember, we set up your higher self as a liaison. So you can either communicate directly with that managing Deva, or you can ask your higher self to work with that managing Deva. But yes, that's a good working orb. And remember, this is a good start. And if they, meaning your higher self or your managing Deva, communicate to you that it's time to add more to it. You know, you just don't jump out there with huge jumps. When you create your orb, you let stuff, you let the Deva start working on it and make the motions. And then you can bolster it up or add new stuff. And then the ring of influence increases. You know, so if you put a lot of intent in it, you know, it'll work for you. The more you put into it, the more it'll work for you. And just make sure that all of the blocks, you clear all of the blocks that come up, because a block can stop you, as you all know. But yeah, the managing Dave feels it's a great start. Okay? But just pay attention if there is more coming in, and pay attention to what is required, what they want you to do. Okay, was the mental quality usable this time? Yes. And like I said, you can always add to it, but, you know, really it's a fine line with micromanaging. I often use a car as an example. If you want a car, you say you're working on this project, if you're wanting a car. If you don't define it for the Davis, you may get a little toy car, or you might get a poster, or you might get a movie of a car. Yeah, I mean, you have to tell the Davis, I need a working car for transportation that's reliable, that's within my budget, you know, gas mileage that's affordable for my budget. I need to get back and forth to work and maybe take some vacation, you know, stuff like that to get the Davis to understand you want an actual car with, you know, four wheels and, you know, a steering wheel and that runs and is reliable to get you to work and back or whatever it is. But you don't need to get into the model, the make, the color, the year. You know, don't micromanage it down to that point, because it might become too difficult for the Davis to bring into your influence something that's affordable for you, right? You have to be able to afford the payments, too, if that's the way you're going with it. Okay, so yes, your mental quality was great. Okay, thank you, Sharon. And thank you also last week for reminding me of that that whole not to micromanage. Okay, Deb. I think this is Deb L. Hi, Lynn. Thank you. That was a great process. Well, thank you. That process is so great. I was wondering if the Davis might have any messages for me today regarding finding my purpose work. I've been doing a lot of work the past couple of years with Crystal in order to get clarity, and would love to know if you're hearing any guidance for me today. I had the most difficulty with the mental portion of our process today, since I'm not sure what to envision. Thank you. Yeah, you know, a lot of people do have difficulty with that mental portion. I think for the most of us, it's easier to work with the spiritual and the emotional. That's what we're used to. The mental, don't think of it as the lower mental. That's where you get the chit-chat mind, and we do want to talk it up to the devas to define what it is. But the mental is also the higher mental. And when you get into the higher mental, you're working with ideas, abstract ideas, and the more abstract concepts. And you know, you're getting even into the higher mental includes things like the sacred geometry, the shapes, and their function, and what that means. I mean, if you get into chemicals, and you know, even Dr. Emoto, you know, with his water experiments with water, the crystalline structures, that's higher mental as well. You know, these shapes have meaning, you know, and they produce because of their shape, because of the frequency, and this gets into oming as well, the frequency, they all have meaning. Even the language, you know, the different languages, it has many meanings. It's multi-leveled, you know. So if you can think of the mental coming in like a packet, you know, at first, bring it in a packet, and you know what you want. So try and bring this all as a abstract in, and then talk it up to the devas. Help it to define, you know. It's easier to bring it in if you can go that route. But mental matter is just as legitimate as spiritual matter or emotional matter. And in those devas that come in, you know, need your support to understand what you want. So it's just as important, just however you can think of the mental dimension, bringing in, you know, like you bring in the spiritual, the emotional. It's like one whole packet almost, you know, or a flow, a column full, you know. However you do it with the other spiritual and emotional, try and do the same, okay? But getting back to your finding your purpose work, in order to clarity. Okay. Let me align. Let's see. Deb. Oh, aligning with your purpose work. You know, I'm just seeing energy patterns, and it's not coming in a concrete words for me today. A lot of energy patterns. I think it has to do with healing. The first impression, it was high in my heart, like almost up to my thymus, and it was about healing. But there was a lot of energy flow, and it looked like it was horizontal. So perhaps some kind of healing work flowing out horizontally. Okay. I hope that's helpful. Okay. And Okay. Hi, Lynn. That was another very precious experience. Oh, thank you. Part of my purpose, according to human design, is peace work. So that was focused into my orb. What message does my higher self have for me now about peace work? Love and light, Carolyn. Well, peace work is, it's spiritual. That's a spiritual quality. It's more about humanity, obviously, or even the other kingdoms, but it seems like it's more directed toward the human kingdom and aligning with Mother Earth, because this is her realm, this is her skin. You know, we are living in her body. And so align with Mother Earth and try and bring in what she is telling you and how to proceed with that. There is so much happening right now with all those refugees. And, you know, it seems like it's emerging. It's like we need the United States and Canada. You know, we already have a melting pot going on here. Okay. And I think that's what is needed, a melting pot, more so into the European nations and just bringing that into so the future humans will be more of a united force, because we're all this melting. You know, I'm a mutt. My aunt traced our genealogy back, and we're like this big mutt, you know, our family. So that's the way I think of it. It's, we all need to be united and not give us any excuses to fall back. That's what humanity needs. And perhaps that's a good place to start with now. And you don't have to actually interact with those refugees happening, but you certainly can do meditations or take this creative process and go through all of the bringing in of all of the devas, and then once you finish this project, act on it in some way. Perhaps do a donation to help the refugees, or you know, if there's something, you headquarters somewhere where you can donate a little bit of your time, just to get it started. But if and get yourself perhaps in an experienced position, if this is what you are going towards. Get you into the field if you're not already there. But the refugees came to mind, and right now, and pulling in Mother Earth, because it's a human problem. It's more of a human problem, and in an alignment with the Earth, Mother Earth might help humanity understand that we are all united, we are one. Okay, I'm sorry, that was awfully long-winded, but that's what I got. Okay, and I'm hitting refresh, and last week I think I skipped a couple in between, so let me check that too. Okay, all right. Is there any other questions? I'll do one last sweep here. Q&A. I know it's hard for me to shift from the feminine into the masculine role of working with this software. Okay. I think that's it. If any questions come in, or if I missed, of course I will either email you or go on Facebook and message you or something. Okay. So, wow, and this is the last one. Wow, this is so, I'm so grateful for all of you for coming and being here and working with this process. And in a few days, I'll be sending an email out asking for feedback regarding this package and also presenting it to a larger group. And, you know, who knows? I'm not sure where this is going. At first, it may be just to the Academy people, you know, and then hopefully later on to a larger group. So any feedback, I would be really grateful. I already know about my technical mistakes in learning this software, the Instant Teleseminar dashboard, but I would appreciate it if you would let me know what you liked, what you didn't like, any constructive suggestions on how to improve the package, anything you can think of. And I've already heard from two people, Crystal being one of them a while ago, and that I tend to put too much information in, and it's hard to follow because it's too much information. So I will be considering that and perhaps, I don't know, breaking it out. It's not my nature to do that, but I think that's maybe something I'll have to work on, is breaking it down. You know, I tend to pack information, as much information, make it worth your while type of thing. So anything that you can think of would be much appreciated. And don't worry, you know, don't worry about hurting my feelings about this. I would really like to know how to improve this package for to take it out into the world now. All right? So thank you all so much, and I really would appreciate it. So in conclusion, I'd like to thank you all for showing up and giving me your support. You know, cheers.